technique. So we're now starting to walk ourselves through these techniques. First one, molecular spectroscopy. We're invariably looking at a change in energy states. For the UV visible, it's going to be electronic energy states. For infrared, it's going to be vibrational energy states. And we're able to relate the change in energy states to the energy of a photon. Then that is absorbed, because these are forms of absorption spectroscopy. We then relate that energy through this equation here, which you're given, to the wavelength of light. So we're saying we put our molecule into solution, we shine some light into that solution in the UV visible or in the infrared range, and we then determine that wavelength that corresponds to an absorption occurring. So we're switching then from the molecule in its low energy state to a high energy state as it absorbs that wavelength of light. And for the UV visible technique, what's happening then is we take electrons, which are in low-lying, electrons which are in high-lying occupied molecular orbitals, and we push them into low-lying unoccupied molecular orbitals. Now that's only going to mean something to Josie, so don't stress about that. It is supposed to from 10-12.
Yes.
Yes, of course it does. Yes. For everybody else, what this is about is you guys had atomic orbitals in 10-11, which are where your electrons spent their time in the atom. When we join multiple atoms together, the electrons now don't belong to the atoms anymore individually. They now belong to the total molecule. So we have now a molecular orbital. So what we're saying is that we've got these electrons and we stack them up just as we have for the atom. We've now got our highest occupied molecular orbital and we push an electron then from that occupied orbital into an unoccupied orbital above. So that energy difference then corresponds to our wavelength that's absorbed. For infrared absorption, these are vibrational in nature, and we're looking then at, for instance, if you have got a oxygen-hydrogen bond with a characteristic vibration frequency, if you shine light on it and that light then corresponds to the vibrational frequency, then it'll absorb that wavelength of radiation, and again you can relate it to the wavelength. So in an analytical, as an analytical technique, what we're looking for then is this characteristic wavelength where the analyte will absorb radiation, and we need a relationship between the intensity of the absorption and the concentration of that analyte in solution.